So we are gathered here today on this very, very important occasion, and we are asking for God's blessing on this marriage of Tom and Anthony. We're here to celebrate with them and to rejoice greatly with them and to witness their vows. And we're here to ask for God's blessing to be upon both of you all the days of your life. And so I ask you, Tom, do you take Anthony to be your spouse and life partner freely and without reservation? And if so, I ask you to respond, I do.
I do.
And Anthony, I ask you, do you take Tom to be your spouse and life partner freely and without reservation? And if so, I ask you to respond, I do.
I do.
I turn to 1 Corinthians, actually a reading that 7 years ago we shared together at your covenanting service. And it's from 13:8, a letter from Paul. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. And as for tongues, they will cease. And as for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete end comes, the partial will come to an end. If I speak in tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging bell. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but do not have any love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. As you know, love is patient, and love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Amen. Tom and Anthony, this is, as I said, a very historic occasion for you, for this province, for this country, for gays and lesbians throughout the country. But most importantly, this is an occasion to solemnize and legalize a marriage that really began 7 years ago when you joined together in a blessing with me at St. Paul's United Church. I actually remember that day very well and that ceremony and how excited we all were. And I was a very new minister, and you were, I think, one of the first gay couples that I had given a covenanting service to. So this is wonderful for me. But you've had now 7 years together and lived together and grown together. And basically today we are not only asking for God's blessing, but more importantly, legalizing this marriage. May the next 7 years and the next 7 years and the next 7 years and the next 7 years be as joyous as these first 7 years for you. And may this legalizing also make a difference in your own lives. Before the vows, I ask that we have a moment of prayer. O Holy One, be with Tom and Anthony, with their minds and their hearts and their spirits, so that The words they speak today might be lived day by day, month by month, and year by year. Amen. So I'd ask now that you turn and face one another and join hands. And Tom, if you would repeat after me. In the presence of God and before these witnesses.
In the presence of God and before these witnesses.
I, Tom.
Take you, Anthony.
To be my life partner, my spouse. To have and to hold from this day forward. For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In joy and in sorrow.
To love and to cherish. As long as we both shall live.
This is my solemn vow.
Anthony, repeat after me. In the presence of God and before these witnesses.
In the presence of God and before these witnesses.
I, Anthony, take you, Tom. To be my life partner and my spouse. To have and to hold from this day forward. For better or for worse. In sickness and in health. In joy and in sorrow. To love and to cherish.
As long as we both shall live.
Who has a ring?
This is Anthony's.
Bless, O God, the giving of these rings, that those who wear them may live out their lives in faithfulness and love all their days. Would you take Anthony? And repeat after me. I give you this ring. As a sign of our covenant.
It's tight.
As a sign of our covenant. Is that the right one?
That is yours.
Oh, sorry.
It's very tight. Just
as a sign of our covenant.
With all that I am. No, don't try and push anything. Your knuckles swell up when you're nervous. And all that I have. I honor you. Place it on his finger. I give you this ring.
You get to say that.
I give you this ring.
As a sign of our covenant.
With all that I am.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
And now, the regular book says that the man and woman may kiss. The two men may kiss.
Yeah.
Tom and Anthony, both of you have made a covenant of marriage before God and in the presence of all of us. And you have confirmed that marriage by the joining of hands, by the exchange of rings, and by the giving of a kiss. Therefore, I declare you to be married. Amen.
All right. Congratulations.
And may God bless, preserve, and keep you. May God look upon you with favor. May God fill you with all blessings and give you grace, that you may live in this life together a life of joy, and in the world to come everlasting. Amen.